Regarding the three babies who spoke in their cradle, the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, said, "Three people spoke when they were in the cradle, one of whom was Jesus, the son of Mary. There was a man called Jorej, who was pious, a great worshipper, who had built a sanctuary. One day, when he was praying, his mother came to him and called. He supplicated, 'Lord, my mother and my prayers,' and he continued worshipping, and she returned. The next day she came again and called to him, but he supplicated again, 'Lord, my mother and my prayers,' and continued with his worshipping. The third day she came again and called to him, and he supplicated once more, saying, 'Lord, my mother and my prayers,' and continued with his worshipping. She supplicated, saying, 'O Allah, do not let him die until he has seen the face of a prostitute.' The piety of Jorej became the topic of conversation among the children of Israel. Now among them was a beautiful prostitute. She told them, 'If you like, I can make trouble for Jorej.' She tried to seduce him, but Jorej paid no attention to her. Then she went to a shepherd who lived not far from the sanctuary of Jorej and offered herself to him and became pregnant. After she had given birth, she claimed that the child was Jorej. The children of Israel went to him and brought him out of his sanctuary, demolished it and beat him. He asked, 'Why are you doing this?' They replied, 'You committed adultery with this prostitute and she has borne your child.' He asked, 'Where is the child?' So they brought it to him. Then he said, 'Now leave me alone so that I might pray.' Then he prayed, and when he finished, he picked up the child, sat it upon his knee, and asked, 'Who is your father?' The child replied, 'So-and-so, the shepherd.' Then the children of Israel turned to Jorej, kissed him and touched him, saying, 'We will rebuild your sanctuary out of gold.' But he said, 'Rebuild it from clay, just as it was.' So they did. The third was a boy who was being suckled by his mother, when a man wearing fine clothes rode by on the fast, fine-looking horse. The mother supplicated, 'O Allah, make my son like him.' The infant released his mother's breast, turned and looked at the man and said, 'O Allah, don't let me be like him.' Then he turned to his mother's breast and resumed his suckling. At this point, the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, demonstrated the suckling of the child by putting his forefinger into his mouth and sucking it. Then he continued. Then some people passed by who were beating a young woman. Those who were beating her said, 'You have committed adultery and theft.' She said repeatedly, 'Sufficient for me is Allah, an excellent guardian is He.' The mother supplicated, 'O Allah, don't let my son be like her.' Thereupon he stopped his suckling, looked at the young woman and said, 'O Allah, let me be like her.' Then a dialogue between the mother and her son took place. She said to him, 'When a handsome, well-to-do man passed by, I supplicated, "O Allah, make my son like that one." But you said, "O Allah, do not let me be like him." Then, when some people passed by, beating a young girl, saying, 'You have committed adultery and theft,' I supplicated, "O Allah, do not let my son be like her." But you said, "Allah, let me be like her." The boy replied, "The man is a tyrant. That is why I said, 'O Allah, do not let me be like him.' As for the girl, they said that she had committed adultery, but she had not. They also accused her of stealing, but she is not a thief. So I said, 'O Allah, let me be like her.'"